America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that popped out to me during this game, and we were kind of talking about it in the midst of the broadcast over several instances, but when you put it in totality, we have seen growth in Dan Lanning as a coach this year, as the head coach, in the game management aspect of the game, right? I think there were three things that you can really point to, and you could say, all right, this is different. This is something that you're now seeing the guy who is the veteran coach stepping in and also a veteran play caller too, and Will Stein on the other side of the ball. You and special teams, you formation Michigan into a penalty on that punt, which that was a formation I have never seen anybody come out at in punt, where you got seven guys to the right. And then you have one guy out on the left, and then you have your guys back out. Michigan ends up putting a guy over the point, which in any football, you say, all right, if you have a triangle, right, you put a guy over the point. You put him head up over the point man. The point man in that situation was the center, though. Can't do it. 5-yard penalty keeps an Oregon drive alive, right? Like, little things like that. Mm-hmm. You say, how can we formation them into a bind? Well, if they put them on one side or the other, then all of a sudden you have the opportunity to go for it and run a fake. If they don't, and you're in fourth down and three in a position where you're going to be okay with going for it in that situation anyways. If they don't, we're going to punt the ball away, pin them back, draw a penalty. They draw a penalty, keep a drive alive, get a first down. You have tempo. Limiting Michigan's substitutions to where they have 13 guys on the field. You know, down and distance-wise, Will Stein knows that Michigan wants to get their rush package in. All of a sudden, boom, they go up to their Ricky Bobby tempo where they want to go fast.
I want to go fast.
And they catch him with 13 guys on the field. Mm-hmm. Boom, extra yards there. In a game that did not have a lot of penalty yards, those two penalties meant a whole hell of a lot.
Keep it moving.
Kept you moving, right? And then I think the third one that it's not going to get a whole lot of credit because of the way that they move the ball, but Michigan's final drive of the first half, they came out and they were kind of in their 2-minute offense, but they were wanting to get some time off the clock. And they got the ball with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go. They're in their 4-minute offense, chew some clock up as much as they possibly can. And they got to the point where they get to the 2-minute timeout. Lanning was in a position where, all right, at the 2-minute timeout, they could have called the timeout right before it and then gotten a free timeout at the other side of the 2-minute timeout. He opted to save his timeouts, get to that 2-minute timeout, and they go to a position where Michigan then had to burn a timeout on third down. And instead of saving the time for him, he baited Sharon Moore in Michigan into a timeout. Mm-hmm. They end up getting the ball back with 1:51 and all three of their timeouts remaining, so their offense could go down, and they eventually did score. They scored seven plays, but they give the ball back with 35 seconds, and they had all three of their timeouts remaining in that. Game management, knowing the clock and being situational with it, Lanning, yeah, I think we're starting to see that growth now, year three of being a head coach.
And I think the big part of that is it's in today's age, we don't want to be patient with young coaches to allow them to make their mistakes. And to look, did Kirby Smart and Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer, like the top coaches in college football, did they get there because they just started great? Or did they get there because they went through experience and they went through opportunities and they sometimes things worked out for them, sometimes they didn't. Like that's how this goes. Everybody thinks that Nick Saban just showed up at Alabama and just sweat greatness.
He went through it at Michigan State.
And that's the thing, is like you have to go through this. And Dan's so freaking young that it wasn't like he cut his teeth at Toledo or some small MAC school somewhere and had a bunch of experience. This isn't Cignetti at Indiana where he grinds his way up as a head coach through multiple institutions that are smaller that you haven't heard of, and now he gets to Indiana. It's like, yeah, he's got all this practice underneath his belt. That's the thing, is that Lanning, he didn't. He's still so young in his career, not only just as a head coach, but just as a coach in general. This isn't a guy with 20 years of experience. And so, yeah, he's going to go through it a little bit, and now you're seeing that maturation process.
And I think that the important thing about a guy who's only in his third year, we're seeing a team that is very well prepared every week now. They don't seem like anything is catching them off guard. How many times have there been after Ohio State? All right, well, you got Purdue on a short week. This is a bad team. Mm-hmm. How are you going to handle it? Well, 21-0 like that.
Take care of business quick.
You end up winning 35-0. The overlooking opponents, the lack of preparedness for
Illinois trap game or anything like that, none of that was there.
Yeah, and now you got to keep it going now, though, because you got Maryland, and then you got a Wisconsin team that has been a bit of a roller coaster, has been explosive at times offensively.
And been anemic.
See the Iowa game this past week.
Look, I am a known Duck hater, but I will always give credit when it's due, even for teams that I don't like. Oregon is where Oregon is because of Dan Lanning.
He's doing a 100%. Really good job. Staff is doing a great job.
When I say Dan Lanning, it's the collective. It's all of them. And their ability to continue the work that Cristobal did, building in the trenches, to bring in high-level recruiting classes, to take advantage of the transfer portal, but to win also, not just win in the big places, but win on the margins. And that's the thing is, Oregon won on the margins for years, but they couldn't win in the trenches. And now they're doing both while also having top-end talent. And this is, for me, this is the first time when I look at Oregon and go, that's a national title contender, no questions asked. And that the biggest component of that is what Lanning has been.
Yep. Still need to work on those third quarters. I thought that was really funny. The Jenny Dell interview at halftime. Mm. Where she said it's the Achilles heel of the third quarter. And he's like, I never said that. With a smile on his face, of course. You know, she got the Dan Lanning experience on that one.
There you go.
Where it's like, I never said that. I didn't say that.
It's an Oregon thing.
But the third quarter, again, 3 points. And this is now, I think they've only scored 29 points in the third quarter this season. And third quarter, if you're going to look at one thing they do need to improve, it is that third quarter productivity.
The Blazers and the Ducks are just the handshake meme right now.
Just the third quarter. Well, one is winning, the other is not.
Yeah. Well, because part of that third quarter is
the lack of scoring.
Part of that third quarter is also one of Dan Lanning's biggest things that he focuses on, which is that middle eight.
Middle eight, 4 minutes before the half and 4 minutes after the half. And it hasn't been their friend. But I think that if you were to give Lanning some truth serum on this one, I think what you would get is, you have a team that has been building up big leads before the break. And that there is a bit of human nature that you take your foot off the gas a little bit, especially when you have a defense that does play as well as Oregon's defense does. And then that is the, nope, we need to crank this thing up. And there's always something to build on, right? I think if you were to give Lanning the truth serum on that, he'd be like, I always love to have all of those things that we can build off of when, as he says, you go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, and doctor isn't going to be good about that third quarter this week. All right. Well,
he's going to shine that light in some uncomfortable places.
Like where?
All right. That middle eight.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.